U.S. Marshals are searching for a Canton man wanted on warrants charging him with kidnapping and domestic violence. 41-year-old Corey Cotton allegedly pointed a gun at his girlfriend and threatened to kill her in January 2024. Cotton and the 31-year-old woman had a child together. He is black, 6'2", and weighs about 235 pounds. Cotton is also known to frequent the Cleveland and Columbus areas. Anyone with information about him is asked to call the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force at 1-866-4-WANTED or submit a tip online. A reward is being offered for info leading to Cotton's arrest. The Canton Health Department says more mosquitoes have tested positive for West Nile virus. As of the week of August 4th, there were 13 additional positives at 11 locations. 10 are repeat locations, while one is new. The overall total of positives is 45 at 20 separate locations. The Ohio Department of Health has not tested all samples submitted by the City Health Department earlier this month. The numbers may increase. No human cases of West Nile have been reported. The City of Alliance is waiting for the federal government to release funds for its demolition program. Safety Service Director Mike Drake told Council Monday the Community Development Block Grant funds from the Department of Housing and Urban Development are expected to be available soon. Stark County has a program that primarily assists communities with demolition of commercial properties. It requires a local match. Work cannot be done ahead of time, and there is no reimbursement process. Another business, the repair of a sinkhole in the 14,200 block of Price Street in Lexington Township, is complete. A Canton woman is charged with cruelty to animals and falsification. Hartville police say the 49-year-old left a dog in a vehicle for more than an hour without water or ventilation July 28th. The dog later died. The woman is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court after being released on bond. North Canton City Council will not appoint a replacement for Matthew Stroya, allowing him to name his successor. Stroya resigned last month to become mayor. Council made their decision Monday. They previously interviewed 8 candidates to serve the remainder of Stroya's term as an at-large member, which ends this year. No one made a recommendation when Council President Stephanie Warren called for nominations. Under the city's charter, the mayor can appoint a replacement to council if lawmakers fail to name someone within 30 days of the vacancy. That period ends August 24th. The trial of a Lisbon man accused of fatally shooting his ex-wife remains set for November 18th. 51-year-old William Long appeared for a status hearing Monday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. He's charged with aggravated murder and weapons charges in the November 2023 slaying of 50-year-old Michelle Long. She was found shot to death in her car outside her Cary Road home in Butler Township. Michelle Long was a teacher at Letonia High School. A final status hearing for William Long is slated for November 3rd. If convicted, he faces up to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has identified a 3-year-old boy shot and killed at a Struthers home Friday afternoon. Gianni Jackson was pronounced dead at a hospital shortly after 1 p.m. Police say the child was shot after getting a hold of an unsecured firearm in a home on Spring Street. A woman offered to drive Jackson and another man to the hospital, but stopped in a plaza near Matthews Road and South Avenue to perform CPR on him. Boardman police responded to the scene, where the boy's father said he left his gun on a dresser while using the bathroom. An autopsy was performed by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner. An investigation continues. A guilty plea to a reduced charge of involuntary manslaughter has been entered by a 14-year-old boy in a Youngstown shooting. Willie Wilkes made the plea today when he was scheduled to stand trial in Mahoning County Juvenile Court. He was initially charged with murder in the March 23rd killing of 19-year-old Keandre Lewis. He was found shot inside a Rhoda Avenue home. Judge Teresa Delick sentenced Wilkes to 1 year in a Department of Youth Services facility. He was given credit for time served. After his release, Wilkes will remain on parole until he is 21. A man charged in a deadly shooting in Youngstown has been found guilty in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. A jury Monday convicted 32-year-old Akeem Hargrove of aggravated murder and murder. No sentencing date was set. Investigators said Hargrove shot 26-year-old Devin Bell at a gas station on South Avenue in December 2022. Hargrove was arrested a few days later. He rejected a plea deal in which he would have pleaded guilty to a reduced count of murder and be sentenced to 18 years to life in prison. 34-year-old Zachary Baer was also charged with aggravated murder, but a grand jury declined to indict him. 10 children were removed from a Youngstown home Friday morning. Police and Children's Services conducted a walkthrough at the East Dewey Avenue address. WFMJ-TV reports they found deplorable living conditions. The house was deemed unsafe for habitation. 27-year-old Melissa Canos was charged with endangering children. The children's grandparent and mother of another child were also charged. Police were called to a South Avenue convenience store for 2 unattended children. They found a 2- to 3-year-old at the gas station. A witness said an 18-month-old had been taken by a juvenile male. An officer driving on East Dewey was flagged down by Canos, who said her son was missing. 14 people lived in the home, including 10 children. All the children were placed with other family members. Howland Township fire officials say no one was evacuated or injured when smoke filled the second floor of an assisted living facility early today. Around 2 a.m., firefighters responded to Shepherd of the Valley on North River Road Northeast. An HVAC unit belt caused the smoke. Crews ventilated the building. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.